Nisambula vinaga na turanga na marama thorbona ngone lewa na singa vinaga nikua. 10:30, another program every Sunday like this, God of our nation. And we take this time to say mbula vinaka, malo mbula, mbula siya mbula re, this wonderful Sunday morning. And we believe whatever we share from here, kingdom economics, nothing is impossible with God. And the God that we serve is there wherever you are, and he can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened us today. So we take this time to greet you. May honi lau mer sari yasawa may no leu mer sari kandavo sa kinda bagitu na nonto no lomani witi na sirvina kani kwa na kokoman ya dai chisu au sakaoti God of Foundation do na ngona enda una no mikin nonto ambula na leoni bonua na leoni tiko tiko ngoi witi ambula baga daka korli lebo kata laki na vikor baga witi ni sana no mitiko na ngona bina ngo posa ni kalou na wase tugani posa ni kalou kero na parita ka tugani na vebu ke bikenda pata kina sona tukunialo na tukunialo tagitiko na binaka ni kalu sang wala ngani volta makawa sang wala ngani volta bo sang wala ber 20 sepel bi kan serang ngon serang ngon serang dan donu tingo di sa apa kan bulat lagi tingo na kau ko mania dai cisu en sing binaka ni kwa sana tin ga ba bi koroke en mata kan sing ndai bi kan da bar waro tu mai bale bi kan da waro tu mai na bunu ni zaka se bi kan da kenda la ku tingo sala on tingo na nonda teleboni bi koyaki my tv facebook se new methodist facebook sa apa kan bulat tugani en na kau ko mania dai cisu en sing na ni kwa ena be bonu tele so ke sa la ko bangi to ba da ka bang ande se sa le ni bonu tu de tu ena be se buru buru tele so sa be kinda bagi tu ga non do bonu lo mo viti ena be si bitoka na tin en ton so buru ga lima miniti ena ngona wa pa garu ta ki pa ngo the God of our nation ni ta ka ni na pa ga buru ba kasama na bosse ni kalu ena wasi ti ga ena pa ta ba ta ni bengara bingo ena mataka ni singa de dai.
We say greetings to all of you that are in the hospitals, regardless wherever you are, and also for those in prisons. We would like to take this time to say thank you for joining us this morning, Mbulavinaka, yeah. From Toraki in Suva. And also to those families that do not belong to New Methodist either, to any denomination. But yet, every Sunday, you have made it a custom in your family to sit together, have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and join us. So hey, we would like to say Mbulavinaka, and yeah. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. Or maybe you still either all from last night,
yeah.
And then you don't really know where to start, you don't know what to do, and you're still in one of those moments of your life. We would like to say Mbulavinaka if yeah. you happen to join us this morning. And to the New Methodist globally, I believe that you're all logging in this morning. And today, more so for the Western Division having their mission Sunday today. Mbulavinaka.
Yeah.
I've been watching the postings. Yeah,
in decorations.
The Viber, not only on the setup, but on the items. That's very encouraging to have worship centers and families performing items. Thank you, Votua Levo Zone. I was reading that. And also to SPLM Baivalu and Randini.
Mommy
actually saw you people's items on the Viber comms this morning. That's very creative. And I must thank Randini Talutalanga Simili Vuli for sharing the different clothing and costume that they do for family. And they do the items. You know, just show that you have taken your worship to another level against all odds, and you're resilient to everything that is happening, and you rise above it. You know, you bring about even two things in serving God. Also, we do it for work, we do it for finances, we do it for other things, but to do the things of God, we stand today as ministry leaders to say thank you for all the commitment, support, and everything that you continue to do for God. And this morning, I just would like to reiterate some of the announcement that needs to be officialized. We've actually spoken about it on the Zoom meet that we've just gone past this week. I believe this, previous week was full of Zoom meeting every night for Australia and Vanuatu and New Zealand is going to be next week with all the Fiji divisions and regions. For those of you who have taken the time to log in and also be part of their forum on the Eagles Fellowship. Just a few things that we have already mentioned, but I just want to say from this platform today, the 4th of October, according to the
tomorrow.
Government announcement, which is tomorrow, the announcement of the House of Worship, open to worship again. And there are requirements. Like mentioned in the Zoom, you will need to send the vaccination summary of your worship center, if you're a pastor, and of your zone for senior pastor and the associate, and for the region, for the regional coordinators. Please submit your vaccination summary together with the a VX cards copies, photocopies. If you can send that directly to EM Pro Events and Finance, SPTR, because they will need to collate that. And so for the next week, upcoming Sunday, which is going to be the 10th. Well, it's Fiji Day. Yeah, it's going to be Hallelujah. The 10th of October. That will be the first day or the first Sunday that you will worship as worship center. Remember, inside worship or in a, you know, the vicinity that is close, there will be 20 max. And then outside, they've given, I think, another 50. Revised figure to 50. Everything needs to be compliant, just like as we did for the first hit of COVID. And the worship center. Na signage medaka, na register book, na evola. Each worship center must have a book. Tikuna entry na nonravala na evandra vatikena nonra nabani taliboni. Na social distancing na tuwani damidambe say however the seating arrangement is going to be, make sure it's 2 meters apart. The wearing of the mask, the sanitizers have to be provided. That's part of your preparation for your worship center. We have done it before. This is another flow of it. You have to do it again. But this one is going to be fully mask, meaning you have to wear a mask all the time. Just on a high level, I believe I read it in the papers on one of the, yeah, it was on the second page, on the conditions that the worship team have to be 4 meters apart. And there is no singing and also no dancing from the congregation. So please take note of those things. We will wait for tomorrow in case there is a revised version of everything that has been printed. But Kebakai Senga, then please adhere and comply to everything that has been given out. And pastors and Randini, it's your duty to look after that level from the worship center and from the zone. That is your responsibility. We came down to Randini with your associate and your Randinis, please look out for that. The signage needs to be done. You need to have that. For zone meet, I believe for that particular Sunday, on the 10th, there will be the Central Division Mission Sunday. Central Division, remember, for zone meet, only SLMN, you have your mission Sunday. You will need to check your venue, the venue that you usually have your mission Sunday. It has to be 70% capacity of that venue. The 70% or Kenda, for Kenda Nalo, to have to be fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. From, I think it's nearly a month now. I have been announcing it on the regional leaders training and also sending the comms through the project and events team. The normally vaccination summary. This is the example of the summary. If I look after worship center, adults, they don't need to be vaccinated to be part of the in of the worship. I'm talking about adults. Fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. Which means you have to see through, know your date, and see that right through. Headquarters, EM Pro Events, Vitalanga CTR, but team, auditors, maybe some managers are being deployed to different regions within Fiji to help in getting those reports as soon as possible to headquarters. So, vaccination summary. Nanoma the worship center, as and when you have your worship, you must have na summary kubakota my in headquarters marrendo na kenela vilabe but ken do ela kwani mele taro na lo tuke kem do tuke ken me tiko ve kem do na ela vilabe a ni tuke ken na ya ke ro sa do lo ti ken na copy say photocopy say la vilabe talanga ni no vaccination card me tiko bat ke ena no responsibility tal tala bat ke rendeni bat ke na zone for next Sunday. The very first one will be a central division. So that is your duty, senior pastor and Randini, and also the associate administrator. You step up to help as well. have that summary. Kwaenga na summary ndindu worship center koriti Congo. Kwaenga collecta koiko as a senior pastor or as the associate. Toreke de manela belavia. Yuxanga check taka kwa fully vaccinated. Oire akwarendo dono merola ko iloma na bononi lotu ni nomdo zone meet and ngona the kin. Menge tiko na nomdo summary ndona toreke de mai ndona nomdo ilavilave mena mena kasa da koti mena worship center. Torire mai kwa sa fully vaccinated. Dulo oti vakarua or two jabs already. Bring their names and have a list that only have people that has two jabs or fully vaccinated. And I love you, committee, committee, to the zone. Now, when I get to lot of zone, and I love you, always readily available. One sent to headquarters, one must be with you at all times. The regional meet, we will hold that for the time being until it relaxes a bit more, then we'll go to the regional level. Only this time, only the zone. As and when only you have your mission Sunday. Other than that, everybody worship resort center. Back to the worship center. Go back to the worship center. For worship center, there is bigger than the normal of 20. You can have the 20 inside, spill over outside. For worship center, there are distance. Like it's quite a fair bit of people coming in from different. Break it into two and have two a place of worship, just so we can be compliant to the number and also adhere to the required COVID-19 safety, safe practices, and all the relevant and practical PPEs must be prepared for that particular day. Okay, I'm spending time to explain this because I don't want us to do something that is completely different and not in compliance to what that we are supposed to do. So please take note. I'm talking to you, Fiji, because this is our, our... conditions. COVID-19 conditions and the restrictions that have been lifted. And that's effective on the 4th of October, which is tomorrow. So, kere kenda, kewa kanda rani re venia na tikinea, na nonda vinga ravi. Eto na kanda na via complain, kina kuona complain, da toranga, we must be grateful, at least we are given the opportunity to worship the worship center. Enjoy that. A lot of things may not be to your liking, but please, let us adhere, because I believe, the God that we serve, okay, na vinaka tikeda tala menda tali rara so na kiri kenda menda tali rara na tikina ya na lotu ena for sure we will get back to you as and when we meet with the Super City Council and we'll see moving forward. I'm talking to you Central Division, moving forward, and we will advise what we need to do. We may not have all the zone to come in because of the number, and we don't know what restrictions in place that Super City Council has, and we will get back to you what will be the most practical logistics and also most effective. And for the items, I believe as long as you have the 2 meters apart as well. Well, if it's your family and your own family, like this morning, the flow of items coming in from the west, if it's within your family, that's good. But if it's within the worship center, there is another thing that we need to get confirmation tomorrow. Because if they say it's not allowed to sing and dance and everybody have to be wearing the mask, then we will need to get clarification on the item, because you will also be doing your singing and also dancing on the item. With that, we'll get back to you. And faithfully, we should be able to get something to get back to you tomorrow. And please log in for the regional leaders training tomorrow night. Because we should be getting back to you with more facts and things that we need to do. Yeah. Moving forward, we'll be more definite.
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. And thank you, Talga Samalua. Talga Samalua actually mentioned they've been having meetings from the health officials with the church leaders out there in the Northern Division. So every division are doing their own grouping and briefing from the government. So as and when that happens, please avail yourself so you can hear firsthand what we need to do.
This is where Philippians 4:13 comes in. Eh? Mm. Regardless, sometimes we want to worship God, we want freedom and all this. But Paul said, I can do all this. Everything that's thrown to me, I can go through it. So for us not to complain, we just have to appreciate the relax of restriction that is already before us from tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we thank the Lord for that. And we can do whatever they put, we can do it. Because Paul said, the condition that we have, the Christ that we have in us, we can always appreciate whatever we go through.
Yes.
Whatever condition, whatever situation that plays into us, we will continue to praise God.
Yeah.
And I believe that that is one sign of being a good Christian, that we can withstand regardless of the restriction,
yeah,
that we just have to enjoy ourselves when we serve this God.
Yes, we believe God has given us that break that you can,
yes,
worship with your family. Well, this morning we were on our way. We were even leaving from home at 10 o'clock. We heard our grandchildren and our children actually singing and dancing in the house, you know, starting their service this morning. And you were doing that as well from your living room. And you don't realize how much you have enjoyed it all this while. I mean, it's been 5 months doing the same thing, which means it has really bonded you and given you strength to worship as a family. Now, when it's open to the worship center, that you are taking that strength,
yes,
and all the family strength coming together, it's amazing.
Mm.
And whatever's out there, we can face it. Whatever's out there, we can make it. So always have a positive attitude and don't look at the negative element about it. And no complaints, please. No nagging.
No murmuring.
Speak positive and look forward to it. I mean, if you say, okay, what is the purpose of meeting if we can't dance and we can't sing? Well, just come and just be grateful. You can see somebody else different from your family are worshiping with you on a particular Sunday. So we're all looking forward to next Sunday, and we believe it's going to be a good one. Yeah, the announcement we want to make today, just to reemphasize,
yes,
on the restrictions. I think that's all. You want to say something else?
No, I just want to encourage the people that you are watching today.
Yeah.
No, the world that we live in, God ordained everything. Everything that we go through, that's approved from heaven.
Yeah.
Everything happened to the goodness of those that love the Lord. So whatever opportunity that be given to us to praise our God, let us do it to the best of our ability. Let us prepare well. We start with the family, and I believe most of us, we enjoy that.
Yes.
And now it's open up to 20 people and 50 people outside. And from tomorrow, it'll be 70%. So the bigger the church, the bigger the place, will be more place, more people coming in. So it's a relaxation from the government point of view because of the health issue. It's because of our goodness.
Yeah.
So we can live long and live well because God wants us to look after the,
yes,
temple of God, which is our body. So look forward to tomorrow, then the combined cell on Wednesday that we can combine as worship centers.
Yes.
So we're starting from tomorrow, the leaders, and from Wednesday, the combined cells. So we are looking forward. God already have a plan for us, and the plan that he has is to prosper. Pass. Remember, those words were spoken during the time of slavery, the time of bondage. So they normally go to the river of Babylon, they face Jerusalem, and they sing their song. They sing the holy song. So the little thing that was given to them, they take it to the best of their ability. So this morning, as we embark into the lesson that against all odds,
hallelujah,
regardless of the situation,
yes,
regardless of the restriction, we will continue to praise God.
And
because God,
it will happen.
When he speak, it shall come to pass. We just have to have patience and have faith to continue to receive what God in store for us.
And before I forget, I think there is another clause that they've given out that they will allow unvaccinated as well, but outside. So in a worship center, for those who are not vaccinated, you can sit outside on that spacing of still the adherence of the social distancing of the 2 meters, wearing the mask, and to the maximum of 50 outside.
And for those zone, effective next week for
Central
the Central Division, for those that normally combine outside, so those that haven't complete the second jab or just have one or have none, they can come and worship because that's according to the clause.
Yes.
So the restriction is really good for us. So we thank the government of the day giving us the opportunity to come after 5 months.
And worship.
Hallelujah. And worship. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Before we worship in person, we've been worshiping in the Zoom and also Facebook page and television.
If you need more clarification, please do get in touch with headquarters. We have Auntie Mary sitting there every day. And also get in touch with either of the executive managers, nor come through your regional coordinators as well, or even Viber us direct if you still have doubts. Well, now back to business today. So Hallelujah. It's a kingdom economics. Hallelujah. Kingdom economics, whenever you hear economics, something to do with money, goodness, wealth, and that economics is easily available to you when you're a believer or when you know that God is your God, that Jesus is the Lord and the Savior of your life. You know, as you come in with your walk with God, sometimes when you're listening in this morning, you said, okay, I haven't given my life to God. Well, if you have joined in and you haven't given your life to Jesus, you need to. You need to do that. And if you need guidance, you can either go to your pastor if you belong to a denomination already. If you don't, then you can get in touch with us. We can help and we can also guide you. So you need to give your life, because only when you give your life, you're actually telling God, I receive you as my personal savior and I'm going to worship you and because I know you. And apart from that, when you receive him, then you will need to know him. You only know him through his word. The Bible is called the Holy Bible. For those of you that are Christians, I believe this is not new to you, but for those of you who are atheists, who do not belong or believe in God at all, there is the Holy Bible and it speaks about him. So you need to know him, and by knowing him, you know his word, and his word is all written here in the Bible. And not only that, you need to have faith. You will not be able to have faith not until you know that there is a God and you've given your life and you believe in somebody. So you believe in this God and you believe in this Jesus, you will not be able to exercise your faith without you knowing who you are having faith in. So you need to have faith and also believe that he exists because he is your God. I'm taking you through the guidelines. And then another, you need to be a witness. So if you haven't been baptized, you need to have water baptism. And water baptism, like what I said, if you belong to denomination, they believe that, and you haven't gone through that, please get in touch with your pastor and see that through. But for those of you who haven't, do not belong to any denomination, let us know or get in touch with our headquarters. We can help you. It doesn't mean for you to come and be water baptized for you to belong to New Methodist. No. For us, yes, we are actually leading a ministry, but we were baptized by a pastor in another church in Nandi. We were not, baptized in the church we were baptized by another pastor that belonged to another denomination. So it's not about the denomination, it's being compliant and adhering to the power of the word of God. And you need to be baptized. Indirectly speaking, you are publicly declaring, I believe I belong to God and I take him as my personal savior. Before, what we used to do, we used to hire or pay for the pool in the hotels here in Suva, and we used to invite people to come while we look after that. And then we also give us the directive to come and meet at the seawall out there at the foreshores. And we used to do that as well. Now at the Suva, I'm talking about people here in Suva. But if you are listening in from all over Fiji, please get in touch with our head office. Or if you know them, get in touch with them. They're more than willing to help you, guide you, for you to be baptized. And that's on water baptism. And also your prayer life. You need to pray. You need to talk to him. Look, when you read the Bible, he's talking to you. You're actually reading what he's telling you.
Yes.
But when you pray, you are talking to him. So you need to have a conversation. And that conversation can only be complete when you read, he's talking to you, and when you speak, when you're praying. Which means there's a duty that you need to do. So as a believer, if you listen to me, maybe you say to yourself, well, I've been worshiping God for years. Yeah, you may be worshiping God for years. You need to retract to your basic and go back to your basic and relook, review, and recap, and do whatever you need to do just to elevate you to another level. So prayer is a must. Wake up in the morning, thank God. And before you go to sleep, thank God for the day. And during the day, you don't need to be actually sitting and, just say, okay, I'm going to be praying the whole day. No, you can't even be driving. I pray better when I'm driving, and I pray better when I'm standing at the wall. I pray better when I'm by myself, because I know I can, say anything and everything to God. So prayer is your communication to God. You need to talk to him. You tell him that you're lacking. You tell him that you're sick. You tell him that you're hurting. You tell him that, things are before you, he cannot seem to handle. You tell him that you want a child. You tell him that I cannot control my body. You tell him that I lack in so many ways. You tell him that I want to buy a car. You tell him that I want to buy a house. Yes. You tell him that my visa is still not coming through. My PR is being held over and my citizenship is not happening. You tell him everything. Or I want to open a new business. Whatever. You have a lot to tell him. And that is called prayer. You need to talk to your God, and you need to say it out to him. them. You can say it out in your room. You can allocate a small room in your house and allocate it as a prayer room, wherever. But do that. You pray as an individual. You pray as a couple for families. And you pray with your children. And we call it the devotion, either or in the morning or in the afternoon. As long as you sit together as a family, there is a morning or evening devotion. And because, if you pray together as a couple, whatever that you're telling God individually, according to your individual list, and you come together as a couple, you tell God what you are agreeing together as a couple for your children and for your family. And when you sit together with your family, you pray and you're telling God what you want as a family and what you're standing on as a family. So prayer is key and prayer is very important. And also you need to fellowship with the right people. This is very catchy. You need to fellowship with the right people. We have a lot of friends there. You have a lot of friends. There's some friends, you know, like yesterday, we heard Jack, one of the youth yesterday, he mentioned when he used to go to school, because of the kind of life that he lives and, you know, very quiet, he believes in God, and they used to call him Tala Tala. You know, like, and I brought that conversation into our devotion last night, and I was telling the children, my grandchildren, I said, you know, I'm sure in your school they will be saying, okay, you know, your grandfather always preach, your grandfather always, they'll make fun of you. And they will, you know, there's tendency to be made fun of. But there are people like that, and they should. You should look at them and say, okay, you make my life exciting. Don't be angry. Don't feel offended. Just say, you make my life exciting, which means without them, your life is boring. Hallelujah. Which means, now back to what I'm trying to tell you. You must fellowship with the right people. People who will come and edify the things of God and talk about the things of God and very positive in everything that they say and do. Just like what Gasile is trying to share with us today. You look at this, you look at the, you know, the house of worship and the new restriction that's come out. A lot of people will look at it in a negative way, but it's all up to you. So very important, the people that you are fellowshipping with, people that are around you, people that you allow to be in the vicinity of your surrounding, which means they need to be positive. Because if you're being positive, talking to God on the things you want, you need to be encouraged by the people around you. Because if you are very positive with the things you want, and yet you fellowship with the negative people, whatever that you have faith will happen in your life, they cancel it off. So very important with the fellowship.
The psalm says the condition of your fellowship. The people that you keep.
Yes.
The friends that you should attach to.
Yes.
He said, do not listen to the counsel of the wicked.
Yeah.
You'll be blessed. And don't stand in the ways of sinners.
Yeah.
You'll be blessed.
Yes.
And don't sit in the place of the mockers. Mm. Then you'll be blessed. Because you'll be different. You meditate on the word of God day and night. So the people around you can influence your life.
Yes.
So that's why it's very important what you're sharing today on be careful of the people around you, your other friends, because they can influence. If they are positive, then you will be positive. If they are negative, then you will be negative.
Yeah.
Any person, you pick the three most important close people to you. Just pick three of them. Those three are you. So it's an encouragement to the people that are watching today. We can worship God, we can know the Bible, but the people that we
fellowship
with, we keep. These are the people they influence to our life.
Yeah.
And it's very important because the Bible already spoke on that. David the psalmist in Psalm 1, he says, blessed is the man that is not.
Yeah.
Not listen to the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the ways of the sinners, or sit in the place of mockers. And it's something that we need to understand. We are not, we don't hate them, but because of the goodness and the word of God to come alive into us, we need to fellowship.
Yeah. And that is part of the condition that you need to create for yourself. Look, all of us, there's a lot of testimonies and stories that we've been hearing so far until today on people who wrote their list and they activated this. And that's where I'm taking us to, you know, like towards the end of the heart of giving. Because all these things, all these conditions, some of you may struggle to make it happen. You may struggle because you are surrounded by people who are negative or either, you know, living the life that they want to. It's not that you want to go and change their life. That's their life. It's none of your business. But if you want God's goodness, then you need to make a decision for yourself, because that's the way that they carry their lives. But don't allow that to define, you know, your goodness. So your goodness is within your reach.
Yes.
And then we'll go back to the fact that, you know, we want to share with us today. There's two Bible verses. Gasile will say on the Matthew 6:33. And seek him first. And I'm coming to you on the Deuteronomy 8:18, that he has given you the ability, given you the strength and also given you the power to make wealth. Meaning, whatever comes your way, the goodness that comes your way, the blessing, how huge it's going to be, that come your way, that's within your reach and it's in your making. Nobody's going to do it for you. You're going to do it for yourself. So, nakoko esiloko viko, can ability esiloko viko, can nganga esiloko viko, mikoroni rawatikine. Sing this to live on a talatala, sing this to live with mananamu parents. He's not giving it to anybody, he's giving it to you. Which means, that's why exactly I'm taking us through the basics today. For you, just to do your, you know, checklist, check, how you are rated, or what percentage of it have you managed to achieve.
Hallelujah.
The things you need to do, things you need to improve. No one is perfect, including us talking to you. Don't ever take us wrong. You know, no one is perfect. But we are all striving because we all want God's goodness and we want you to have God's goodness. So you need to rise to that. Like what Gasili was saying, you know, the fellowship with the right people.
Yes.
And that's Psalms 1:1. That Psalms 1:1 is very famous. You know, like, everybody talk about that if you're a Christian. New Methodist, you hear that too many times. And he supported that Bible verse with most of his Bible teaching on holy living.
Yes.
And that's Psalms 1:1. And from 1 to 4, it speaks of that very clearly. Like, when you read it, you just know it's for you. It's for everybody who believes. Mm. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, no stand in the way of the sinners, no sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, God. Which means every word, every Bible verse that is out there. And he meditates on it.
Days.
He thinks about the word of God day and night.
Right.
And he shall be likened to a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time. Whatever he touch, it shall prosper. So even by living through the condition and having the right fellowship,
hallelujah,
whatever you set to do, oh, hallelujah, you are setting out for your success. You know, your DNA is key for you to be an achiever. Just by maintaining that and being in the right fellowship from the beginning. And then you must have that holy living. That's the sixth. Holy living. What is holy living? Holy living is just trying, I mean, we're not going to be holy. Holy living is just trying to maintain the life that you have in the goodness of God. Once you receive God as a personal Savior and the Holy Spirit is within you,
yes,
you'll be convicted when you're doing something is wrong. You'll be convicted if you're swearing or if you're, you know, just fighting, cutting on this person or gossiping or slandering. Now, that's why you the cover. And a convict, and that becomes him and you. The God will do that to you.
Hallelujah.
And by doing your holy living, that's your choice. You choose to live the way you live. We are not here to define the way you live. We guide, we teach, we talk about it. But for you to choose to live it, that's your own choice. And it's freedom. I mean, liberty for everybody. So when you hear it and you know, okay, that's for me, I would like to try that. Well, you need to do holy living, which means you have to be mindful.
Yeah.
And I believe that's a step up from your fellowship, eh?
Yes.
Because it's people around you and your heart.
It's something like this. You set the condition.
Yes.
There is a condition of his provision.
Yeah.
Most of us, we want the provision.
Yeah, but we don't.
But
like
it's difficult for us to leave the condition.
Yes.
The condition we're talking about, the prayer, reading the word,
yeah,
knowing the word, heart of giving, water,
yeah,
baptism. These are the conditions that provide God's provision.
Yeah.
The provision is already given by God, according to his word.
Yes.
It's already. Mataka kinekami, matanisinga. Saridoko ni saminaka. He saw that everything was good.
Amen.
So the provision of God is already here.
But
it's for us to set the
condition. And to bring close that provision.
The condition brings the provision. If we go and ask for the provision and not setting the condition, it will be difficult for the provision to come because the condition does not match the provision. That's why Isaiah 59, the Bible says, my hands is not too short.
Yeah.
My ears is not too deaf.
Yeah.
To hear, to save. It is your
sins. Yeah.
And iniquities. Sins is something that you are doing that is not of God. Iniquities is something that you think of. You haven't done it, but it's already inside. So it's something that's just waiting for the right condition and for you to perform. So if you have the spirit of lust, it's already in, blocking God. The spirit of adultery, it's already in. You haven't performed anything, but the spirit is there. It's blocking the hands of God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And when you set the condition, the provision is, you can't help it.
Yes,
It will come. It will chase you.
And overtake you.
And overtake
you. Hallelujah, I like that.
Okay, na baka sasata kiko, baka sinetiko, ngayulong
beletiko. Amen.
And that's why the people of God that's written in the Bible, they are so successful. They are living in abundance.
Yeah.
And cause some jealousy. What happened? What happened to Joseph? Every time Joseph is number one to our father, the condition of his life gets the favor from his father.
Obedience.
And we are the Joseph of the now.
Hallelujah.
And when we set the condition, we try, you know, nobody's perfect. Mm. But our heart is righteous with God. We want to do the best for God. And sometimes we fall. Sometimes we crawl. It doesn't matter that.
Yeah. But keep on standing. Keep on standing.
And keep on moving. Because hallelujah, you have the right attitude of serving God.
Yeah. No one is perfect. Whenever you drop, whenever you fall,
stand up again.
Stand up again.
Hallelujah.
Stand up again. You don't need to explain yourself to anybody. Just stand up, work yourself out again. Because this God is the God of second chance.
Yeah.
And always believe that. Well, back to what we are trying to tell you today. It's Deuteronomy 8:18. You know, God has given you the ability and the power.
The power.
Oh, hallelujah.
The power can be authority.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And as an individual, you have your list. God has given you that authority, the power, and the ability to bring it to pass in your life. And as a couple, God has given you the authority. You just need to check out what you need to do. Either waking up earlier in the morning, the things that being diligent, you know, just working and work, don't work hard, work smart. You know, manage your time well and look out for your future, look out for what you need to plan for the day, plan for the week. And school children, if you're listening to me today, you know, like we're still in this kind of mode, waiting for your school. And sometimes it's really gotten you off, you know, from the mode of learning.
Hallelujah.
And some of you, and you know, we had our devotion a few nights ago and two of them mentioned, you know, I've slackened down a bit on my schoolwork. I just did my Zoom. I didn't finish my work. And I'm glad. I look at them and I said, look, I'm really glad that you are being honest with it and you're coming out with it. Well, you may be just like one of my grandchildren at home coming out with those kind of vibes that they've given up. I mean, it's different when you go to school and you're sitting there watching your teacher. Apart from going to school and listening to your teacher, you have your friends. And
sports.
Now it's without friends. You're either looking at them in the little window or over the fence of your neighborhood. So life can be so boring right now. And you're listening to us today. Maybe you say to yourself, okay, you know, I'm one year behind. What will happen when I go back? Will I continue on the same year? Or am I going to be, you know, unexplainable 1 year of not being educated or losing that 1 year of my life? Or you may be doing tertiary. Or maybe you've written your list and waiting to fly across. Look.
Hallelujah.
No, don't ever limit you. Or limit you wherever you're listening in from all over the world.
Praise
don't
God.
Ever allow the situation to limit you. You continue to write. You continue to believe. And I was sharing with my grandchildren one of the days of the devotion last week. I was telling them, look, not everybody, because we are zeroing now to the heart of giving. You know, the heart of giving is the last of the 7 points, as I wrote down today, is a reminder for our kingdom living. So the heart of giving, and I was telling them, you know, you hear people talk about their tithe or they write their list because of the money coming in. When you people were going to school, you were getting your savings or getting your spending. And by doing your spending, you were tithing. You know, you have the element of having the money to be giving that way. And I was telling them, you don't need just to receive money or receive your spending for you to be able to tithe. You continue to write your list, but you go back to Ephesians 6:1-2.
Yes.
That you need, that's the first commandment that God has given us. That's the, you know, the commandment of God to every children, that we must honor our father and our mother. Mm. We must honor our parents. And then it says that all will go well. When it says all will go well, that's all. That's your education, your future, your blessings, your wealth. All. A-L-L. Red, bold, underline. All. It doesn't say your schoolwork. It doesn't say your family. It doesn't say anything else in the physical sense to itemize. No, it says all, which means anything and everything to do with your life, all will go well. And not only that, it says that you will live a longer life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So that is for you, children, if you're listening to me today. Maybe you've been wanting something from your parents. Maybe you're running short trying to share the gadgets at home, or you just don't have time to Zoom in because everything is taken up and you're feeling sorry for yourself. There are a lot of situations that you're going through at home right now that is making you feeling the way you do. And, you know, this morning you say to yourself, no, I can be obedient to my parents. You know, I can be obedient to my parents and I can help my parents. How can you help your parents at home in any little way? Clean up your room. Help with the cutting up of vegetables or potatoes or whatever that needs to be done in the kitchen. I have a group of boys at home. Group of boys. I have my three grandchildren and I have my three grandboys. They're brothers and I've got Sunny and I've got two boys at home. I have Junior Davetinivalu as well as Carlos Wangatineau and they live with us at home. And it's such a sight. In the night, in the morning, you see these boys mopping the floor because they are on duties. They have one duty on the lounge area, duty in the kitchen, duty in scrub the bathroom toilet. And you see these boys doing, you know, duties every morning and every night before they go to sleep. And looking at them, and I was telling them, yesterday, after the session from here, when we arrive home, just at the foot of the steps, I can smell, you know, the fabulous and everything. I came out, they're all at it because Saturday is like a thorough cleaning day. Well, back to you. Maybe you raise your hand and say, I've been wanting certain things to my mom and dad, and they keep on giving me, you know, excuses. Okay, pandemic, one of us is not working. We don't have the money. Well, look, stop nagging your parents. All you need to do, look around and check what you can do. How can you help within the house? How can you help? What help you can offer to your parents? And also, when they talk to you, do not talk back. You stay obedient. Yesterday, I was listening to Charlene Kumar, all the way from Christchurch, New Zealand. And she said, you know, growing up, I've taught myself to be obedient to my mother. My mother's a Christian and my father is a Hindu. And she said, I taught myself to be obedient. And I never talked back to my parents. I never talked back to my mother. Look, she could have had the opportunity to talk back to the father, because she said he was always swearing, always drinking, and always doing all those kind of things that is totally opposite from what they were doing. But that didn't give her any platform or any onus for her to do that. She continued to obey and continued to adhere. Now she is in Christchurch. She was sharing her story yesterday, married to a Hindu, and also they prayed and they seeded. Now they have a property. They bought a piece of land in Christchurch, built their home. It's going to be completed in the next 2 months. That is obedience. Just staying obeying. You know, so school children listening to me today. Niko bakaronga tiko menikua. Elemu na kai kopola me adubiko. No mitabinga mo talerara. Lomana na tamamo. Lomana na tinamo. Love your parents for who they are. You know, they may not be 100% to you. They may have their flaws. Oh, you will never, ever have anybody else apart from your parents. They will love you the way you are and who you are. And for those of you, some of you may be saying, okay, I never grew up with my parents. I'm actually with my grandparents. Well, some of you, you're calling your grandparents, your mom and your dad, because you live with them. Without them, you can't imagine life. You can't imagine life without them. And focus your love there and obey them. Please obey them. That is the reason when the Lord said he has given you the power and the ability, that's the ability. Ability within you, power within you, for you to stay obedient to your parents and also have your list answered. Well, go back to everybody else who have the capacity to be able to earn and also the time that they have to be able to give their tithe and naming their seed. So I'll pass this time to Ngaselebo to take us through on the Matthew 6, 33. I'm trying to explain to us on the Deuteronomy 8:18, that is from the children perspective, because sometimes children may think, okay, you know, what is in there for me? Every time they talk about this thing and that thing and that thing, that's for my parents, or that's for people who are working already. I'm still a child. Well, if you're listening today, that's it. If you have your list, that's it. That's your take. You need to obey your parents. You need to listen in the ear. And you need to tithe. If anything come by your way in the physical sense of money, then you need to look at the money. If it's $2, you need to give, 2 cents. If it's $10, then you need to give that $1. So whatever that comes by your way, you need to. It may be very small, but write your list and believe.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people, especially for us Christian,
amen,
we still don't understand the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is not a place. It's not a church. It's not heaven. The kingdom of God is the way that we live our life.
Hallelujah.
It's a lifestyle. So when, from verse 31, the Bible says, some of you are worried about what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear.
Amen.
And he said, that is the characteristic of heathens. That is the people that they don't have God in their life. And he said, your heavenly Father knows what's good for you.
Hallelujah.
That your heavenly Father knows what's good for you. Our heavenly Father knows what's good for us. When we lead a ministry, he knows what's good for us. So our duty is to live the lifestyle of a kingdom. When you live in Fiji, there's a constitution. That's a lifestyle we're supposed to live. That's why they have the police to police us, not to go outside the constitution of the land. That's why we have a magistrate. We have judges. We have lawyers. Because some of us, we go beyond or just on the borderline. Hallelujah. So when Jesus said, Seek ye first the Hallelujah. Kingdom of God and all his righteousness. So when you live the kingdom, that means you live according to his word.
Amen.
You are riding on his word. You are stepping on his word.
Hallelujah.
His word becomes your lifestyle. Kamemala mama kutu na ndau za galaka na yalo loma na yalo lebu yalo lebu ngo na yalo nisolika veirna andrabundrabua veirna lenga veirna muneibos yalo bina katalaga miliuma ndano musulia nubwa kibwana klou watakei na wanua ko tikokina watakei ratalaga na ndrabundrabua na lenga na lumenyali. There are so many things that we can do. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things. What things? All these things. The food and the drinks and Amen. Your clothes will be given to you.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says it will be given to you. Hallelujah. And that's why it's very important when we live that life. Most of the time we will hear the message, we'll come to church, we'll talk about the people in the Bible. We always go to the Bible, which is good. But we must bring the Bible to our lifestyle every
yes.
day.
Hallelujah.
We must have a Joshua walking like
Amen.
A Joshua. We must have a Josephat walking like a Josephat. You know, we are no longer storytellers or historians just to talk about the Bible and the ABC of the things and the thoughts and the theory of the Bible. No, we bring the Bible here. We live like Job
Hallelujah.
Here. We live like Absalom here. We live like Jonathan here. We live like David here. And that's when we choose the character and we move across. Not
Amen.
Just thinking about it. Not just talking about it. There are so many schools that they teach the Bible. Only the Holy Spirit can lead you walking the Bible. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. The most wonderful guidance, the teacher, the helper, he will teach you, guide you, and will correct you. And Jesus said, it is good for you for me to go. But because
Hallelujah.
When the Holy Spirit comes, he is the one that will convict the world of sin.
Yeah.
And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. We are speaking from the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Before we came up to the studio, we sat in the car and we said, oh, the Holy Spirit will lead us today. Whatever we talk about, the Holy Spirit will lead us. And he will allow the lesson that you are listening to
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Amen.
So when we seek ye first the kingdom, that's how Jesus lived. We must live like Jesus. Turanga ndau zakalaka, turanga yalo binaka, turanga ndau wosota, kago kwaya, kuni lomanira ngara lomaniko, lomanira na tamatakelela, lomanira na mumela. This is what he said. Dusarmo than Isakaina Kibereiliu, Mozatana Kemumela, Lomanana Kainom, Yausakai Kemdu, Lomanana Mumela, Meva Kasaranga Salomanico.
Hallelujah.
And that is the teaching of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to be envy or jealous about other races or Hindus and Muslims around us.
Yeah.
No, we must be a shining light of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We are the representative of Jesus Christ. When people want to see Jesus, you represent Jesus. He said, you are the light of the world. You are the salt
Hallelujah.
Of the world. When people see the way that you live, they will glorify the God that you serve.
Amen.
And that is the condition that we need today as Christians. Hallelujah.
So for adults that are actually listening in, know fully well, everybody, it's for everybody. In Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper you. To prosper you, never to harm you,
never,
but to prosper you. And yesterday I was really inspired by the sharing, which I want to bring and share with us today. If you're sitting on your list, some of you, you've been saying, I've been writing my list. Continue to write. Never, ever give up writing your list.
Continue
to write. I'm speaking from experience because one day it will happen. Well, how quick it happened, that's your call. Yeah. How quick it happened, that's your strength that God has given you. So you can make it faster to happen in your life by creating the condition better and also reaching out through your strength to do what you need to do. So for the strength for you to get wealth, and also he knows the plan that he has for you. I will share with us a little bit of testimonials that we have already heard before we now come into our Holy Communion and also prayer. Because I know and I believe, you only, I mean, also also have your list with you.
Oh.
We had this sharing by Loada Lomani yesterday, and she shared about her sickness. I'm talking to you if you're sick. Maybe you're listening from the hospital, or maybe there's some sort of sickness with you, and you're listening from home, and you haven't gone to the doctor yet, but only known to you. And today, I would like to share on that. You know, she said that she had cancer in 2012, which I met her, prayed over her, and then 6 years later, it hit her again. And by that time, she's supposed to have an operation after having her test. The only probability is to remove her womb or, you know, to have that operation in her life, still on cancer. And what she did, she started sitting. She did her tithe. She named her seed. And there is a power and the ability and the strength that God has given you to get wealth. Not only wealth in the sense of monetary value or in treasures or in things that you can see, but wealth to your bones, wealth to your life, wealth to your womb, wealth to you as an individual. You are healthy. So God has given you that ability for you to receive that wealth for your life in a physical sense, and also for you to see God's goodness within you, and it's within your reach. And well, back to Loada's story. And then she said, when she was, you know, she went to a local hospital and get the test done, and she was standing at the car park. And I remember the day when we were praying, and I was telling her, look, Loada, the doctor is doing his duty. Every doctor, when they, you know, do whatever, they check you and consult you, they will tell you, you know, this is wrong, and this is what's happening in your life, and this is the result. Okay, I will be sending this test, and you need to come back to me. I will discuss with you further. Just like us, we go to the doctor. Even though we pray, yeah, we believe in God, yes, but we go to the doctor, yes. Sometimes, you know, we hide with the fact that I don't really need to go to the doctor. With my faith, I will get well. God has given a doctor. You pray, yes, but you still need to go to the doctor. That's what we believe. So, and I was telling Loada, look, I know that the doctor is telling you that. That is correct, because that is his job. You, as a child of God, you need to believe your right as a child of God. You need to tell God about your life. So we were praying. And as we prayed that prayer, you know, I never checked on her again or to ask her what it was. And not until later. And she said, I went for my result, and it's all negative.
Hallelujah. Well,
when she went, the doctor's assessment was, wait for the test. If it come out, then it needs to be, your womb needs to be removed, one. Or the second option, if it's not too bad, you know, there's no operation. But you will not have any children. And yesterday, she is recounting all this and sharing all the way from England. And as we speak, yesterday, she has just given to her second child, given birth to her second daughter.
Hallelujah.
And going a few months now. That's the second child. And then she said, now I am writing my list, anticipating for my son. Only God can do that.
Yes.
And there is a power that God has given you in the ability for you to get wealth to your body as an individual and also to your household. You become the source of blessings wherever you go, and you are being ordained. Every step that you take is very, it's ordained. And that comes from the power of sitting. And this woman, Loada Lomani, and her dear husband, thank you, Micah, for helping, and thank you for your support. Micah doesn't come to New Methodist Church at all, but he supports Loada, so much with her walk with God. And she shared, every time she sitting on the airtime, just like this, when we are actually, talking to you today on this airtime frame, somebody's sponsoring.
Mm-hmm.
So she started investing into the airtime. And I remember a few times when I come down the steps, because she used to be working downstairs in HQ, and she'd be waiting there at the staircase. And I said, okay. And she said, please, Auntie Rai, can you just pray for my visa? I'm waiting. Please, Auntie Rai, please remember me in my prayer. This is my seed, and this is my airtime seed. And she's always sitting. And that's sitting has brought her to be where she is today. Now she's working in England. Now she's got two children waiting for her son, and only God can do that. The negative report, the health ailment that she had, switched over because God has given her the power, given her the authority, and given her the ability to seed, to name, and to have faith and to believe. That changed her situation, and that changed her condition. And I'm sharing that with you today.
Hallelujah.
You may be listening in, and you may be saying to yourself, oh, well, I've been told, I cannot have a child.
Hallelujah.
Or you may be saying, oh, well, I I've been sitting. I want a child. Receive your child today. Every Sunday as you come in for Holy Communion. Receive. Don't treat Holy Communion as okay. You know, it's too monotonous. Every Sunday we have that. It's boring. Well, it can be boring. It can sound boring. It can look boring. But don't ever allow that to bore you. You come every Sunday with that, believe in God and believe aspiration God. That you know God is going to hear me today.
Hallelujah.
God is going to listen to me today. So if you're sitting on your list and one of your lists is to bear a child, the mother has been told that she cannot have a child
at all.
Now she's got two.
And
meaning the third one. Hallelujah. Only God can do that. So
yes.
If you're sitting, whatever reason you may have, the curse from my ancestors, or they say this, I can't have child. No, take away all this negativity from your thought and you say to yourself, today after Holy Communion, touch your woman, touch your stomach and say it to God, Lord, I'm having this Holy Communion in covenant with you. I receive my baby. I receive my twins. I receive my triplets. I receive baby into my womb. And that can happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because this God is a miracle working God. And quickly, just a summation. We had another testimonial, Pastor Tauri, all the way from San Francisco. And she was sharing with us on how she was being paid $150 a day before. And she continued to write her list and continued to see it, sending her money right across to her zone here in Fiji. We came and done Nikoa, Kenato, zone to Mission Sunday to Kanesa Savakara. Well, now she goes again. She'll be sending her to Nandi zone. And Nandi zone, from what it was, now when we do the summary, they reach targeting $3,000 a month. Tauri is giving from there, being encouraged by her husband here in Fiji. And then she had a list that they came in agreement on to clear that when she goes there.
Hallelujah.
And that list, God is doing it.
Hallelujah.
When the lady she was looking after passed on earlier, her children, they got together, they send, bulk amount of money right here to her husband. And Gasileva can be testament to what I'm sharing today, because he brought his car for him to pray over. Just pay off like that. You know, the package that it doesn't happen for any normal employer. But they did that because of what? Because of Tauri's diligence, because of Tauri's seeding, and all that is the power, the ability, and the strength that God has given. So everybody has been given that, and nobody can tell us today that you don't have anything to work with or you are accepting the fact where you are. No, rise above it, because there's more to life than what you are seeing right now. It all depends on you. If it happens to this woman, if it happened to all these people that are sharing, even to the school children, we heard Alice Tuivanga yesterday all the way from Santa Rosa in the United States of America. She said, when we went for the school interview, we'll be going back there on Tuesday. We went to Pioneer High School, and here in America, we need phone. Like everybody has to have a phone. Every student has to have a phone, and we don't have a phone. We've just arrived into this country 2 weeks ago, and as she spoke yesterday, she has been blessed a phone. No, she didn't use any money on it, or the parents, and now her brother is spending a phone. Tara, you need to write your list, because Liz is writing the list for both of you. Well, that achievement is open to everybody. We only have now 2 minutes of our time. I will ask Ngaselevu to lead us with the Holy Communion, and I will be holding that box of the soli box, or the offering box, for people who have sent in their prayer request and prayer list. And this is what we have done. We've actually got a summary of everything that you sent. We have the box here, and we also have a big box, and we call it the war room in our headquarters. And that big trunk actually taken, and it's a small room that we have prayers every day and every minute and every hour by different divisions from all over the world. So on that note, join us today as we have our Holy Communion and the prayer.
Hallelujah. It's very important as for us Christians, when we come into Holy Communion, we just have to believe. We just have to believe.
Amen.
Our faith comes through hearing and hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
Whilst we stand this morning and hear, heard the Word of God, now believe in whatever you are standing.
Hallelujah.
Believe in whatever that you come in agreement with your husband, with your wife, with your children, as a family or individual. Let us believe. We have Holy Communion because God said to his disciple, do this and always remember me. So let us come together believing that God is performing miracles,
Hallelujah.
Signs and wonders right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As we come together just to worship him, just to exalt him.
Amen.
And just to acknowledge that God is here. He's here in the studio with
Amen.
Us and also with you as your family.
Hallelujah.
In your home, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Fiji and also abroad, wherever
Amen.
You are. God is with you. So let us partake the bread together. Represent his body. He poured out the wine and said, drink this. This is my blood. When you do this, always remember me.
Hallelujah.
So let us drink together. Let us believe. Let us receive.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we are here again today.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Communion is something that you set for us to do. So we are standing here and people are agreeing with us.
Amen.
With our list. And we thank you, Father God, that you are God of covenant.
Hallelujah.
You are God that hear our prayer. A God that you see wherever we go in the situation we go through.
Amen.
And we thank you as we receive every prayer request.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And we thank you, Father God, for those that want children. For those that are looking forward for their house or to buy a house, to build a house, or maybe a transfer, promotion, or maybe to buy a car, whatever they have in their list.
Receive a miracle, Lord.
And also the list in this prayer box, O Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that our life is more important than anything else. We just commit our life this morning.
Amen.
And you will look after what our desire, our needs, our family call, our family list, our family desire.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father God, for this morning. We praise your name as we stand and partake the Holy Communion. We thank you, Father God, that every person that sent in, they believe in the Mighty TV, the message that has been
Amen.
Preached and shared from this platform. And they're sending their prayer list, their prayer request. We thank you, Father God. As we stand here, we receive every prayer request
Amen.
In the box. Every prayer request that they are having in their mind right now, wherever they are standing, in their worship center, overseas, and also around Fiji. We thank you, Father God, as we receive it this morning.
Amen.
We thank you because you are God, that you are not a man to lie. Everything that you already promised, it shall come to pass. We receive that as we stand
Amen.
On your word. We thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for this morning and receive your prayer request. Tick your prayer list.
Yes.
Because our God is not a man to lie.
Join us this afternoon if you're free at 3 o'clock. We'll have a bunch of women sharing their experiences on the power of giving. And thank you for joining us. And we look forward to have you back with us next Sunday at 10:30 on the God of Our Nation.